the latest technology,
the perfect must-have for every golfer,
the coolest trends.
Oh, gnarly!
Insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Belt's Golf Live.
It's in the hole!
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD. I'd like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July weekend, what's left of it anyway. Hopefully everyone will be out watching the fireworks in Plymouth and Boston, actually. I think the holiday tomorrow would be a great day to get out and golf. The 12th annual CVS Caremark Charity Classic at the Rhode Island Country Club in Barrington was a really fun event that I covered earlier this week. It was really hot, though. It was like 885 degrees, so I was melting. I put together a really fun montage of interviews I got with some of the best and the brightest young guns on tour as they came off 18 on the final day. So we're going to play those. But first off, a word from my sponsor, Golfology.
To play like a pro, you have to shop at the best. Golfology offers the best.
Right now, buy Nike clubs and get a signing bonus. Purchase specially marked Nike clubs and earn up to $200 in store credit towards Nike golf products.
Golfology, formerly known as Edwin Watts. 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best off-course retailers in America, according to Golf Business World. Visit one of our three locations in Hanover, Hyannis, and South Attleboro, and online at golfologyusa.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. We're going to play a montage of interviews from the CVS Caremark Charity Classic earlier in the week. Here it is. I attended the 12th annual CVS Caremark Charity Classic event at the Rhode Island Country Club this past week. Many of the PGA and LPGA's finest young players joined a field of 20 for 2 days of camaraderie, competition, and of course, charity. Since 1999, co-hosts PGA Tour professionals Brad Faxon and Billy Andrade have given back over $13 million to local New England charities. PGA Tour pro Bubba Watson, straight off his three-way Titleist sudden-death playoff victory at the Travelers Championship, sure was thankful for a fun break.
I enjoy just having out here and not having to worry about trying to make a cut or anything. You know, this is just for fun. So it was fun for us, and it's fun to play in.
But don't let that fool you. Winning is still what Bubba lives for.
You know, we have fun. And the main thing is we're competitive, so we want to win this golf tournament, but at the same time, it's for charity, and it's to just to show that Rhode Island is a great place to come and hang out and enjoy. I think we did that, but I always want to win.
And PGA Tour rookie Ricky Fowler got right to the point.
Oh, we're out there trying to win. I mean, obviously we're having a great time and, you know, having a lot of fun out there, but if you're not showing up to a place where you're posting a score and not trying to win, then you shouldn't be playing golf.
The format of this year's event was such that many of the LPGA's brightest stars were paired with PGA and Champions Tour players. Playing against the opposite sex didn't seem to bother these professionals one bit. LPGA's Suzanne Pedersen thought the format was great for her game.
It's always fun to break it up. The seriousness and the regular pace that we usually play is fun to break it up and enjoy the game and have some fun with it. I play and practice with them all the time during my off weeks, so I think it's great to play with them because you learn. I mean, they can probably hit a little bit more shots than what we can, and that's what I like. I mean, they're hitting it further and you're trying to hit it further, and yeah, this is nice.
Ricky Fowler's not afraid to get beaten by a girl.
The girls these days, I mean, the ones that are here, I mean, they're some of the best ladies in the world. And, you know, if we get beat by girls, we get beat by girls. They're good players, and they, you know, they're making a living with what they do, and it's the same thing we do.
LPGA pro Angela Stanford thought it was a nice balance for all.
It was so much fun. You know, it's a great format for me personally. It's nice to play with the guys, mix it up, and, you know, I had a great partner. It's just been a fun week. You know, I think the girls bring a nice element to it. You know, I think hopefully we help the guys relax a little bit, and it's just a lot lot of fun.
Bubba Watson was so happy about his Travelers win, he was just going with the flow.
I won last week, so I could care less. If they play good, they play good. We're trying to win. It doesn't matter which team it is. It doesn't matter if it's two girls or one girl or no girls. We're trying to win.
The theme for this year's event was the Young Guns. I asked Ricky Fowler what he thought about being referred to as a young gun.
Ricky, the theme for this year's event is the Young Guns. What is it like to be referred to as a young gun?
It's pretty cool. You know, there's a lot of good young players out right now, and honored to be picked to come play in this with CVS and the other sponsors, and with Brad and Billy to give me the opportunity to come play. It's pretty cool.
The crowds went wild for Ricky Fowler's trendy Puma garb.
A lot of people asked for my hat and asked to switch hats. You know, I get fellow players asking for different colored shoes, you know, to kind of match up with their school, that they went to school at. And so it's a lot of compliments. Some people don't like them, but so be it.
And Ricky Barnes had a positive spin on the PGA Tour Young Guns phenomena.
Ricky, what do you think of being referred to as one of the Young Guns on tour?
I'm holding on to that. You know, I hope they say that for the next 10 years. So it's a good thing. You know, I think the tour also needs a new wave, you know, of coming up. Obviously, I'd like for, you know, Bubba to be winning, and Fowler and myself and JB and Hunter, you know, a lot of 20-something-year-olds, you know, and a lot of them showed up here to play this week. So I think it's a really good thing for the tour.
During the 2 days of play, there were birdies all around. For LPGA Suzanne Pedersen, the course was set up perfectly for her to do so.
This was a good setup. Par 5s were nice. Some good par 3s, and it's a very fun course to play an event like this. It's just fun to do well and make birdies, make the crowd go wild.
Ricky Fowler, the 2010 PGA Tour Kodak Challenge leader, is no stranger to birdies.
It's fun. I mean, playing best ball, you're basically just trying to make birdies. So, I mean, this is a good fit being at this course for this event, because, you know, it's a birdie fest. You want to see guys make birdies, especially for the fans and stuff. And it definitely is a course where you can go birdie every hole if everything's going right.
In the end, Brett Quigley and Angela Stanford finished up in second place. They had quite a memorable experience playing together. Here's what Brett had to say.
Angela's a great partner. She's steady. You know, she hits it straight. She hits it hard. And it was easy on me, so I was stress-free. I knew she was going to be in the fairway and on the green every hole, and I don't think she missed a fairway or a green. So it was a good 2 days.
And Angela had a few words to say about Brett.
I was just staying out of the way. I wasn't going to get in the way. He did great. You know, I think we hammed and egged it pretty well for 2 days. I mean, anytime I hit a bad shot, he stuck it close, and vice versa. So, you know, very rarely did we ever birdie the same hole. So I think that's really good. It speaks volumes for a team.
LPGA legend Julie Inkster, who, by the way, just turned 50, played with Boo Weekly and were the first round leaders. Angela Stanford had these kind words to say about Julie.
I think she set the bar and the standard with the combination of being a mom and being competitive and being very welcoming to the sponsors. And she's just a class act. And if you can follow Julie, you're probably going to get it right. I've always said Julie is the most competitive person I've ever met in my life, hands down. So, you know, when you have that, it's just you're born with something like that. So she was obviously blessed with that.
Ricky Barnes and JB Holmes won the 2010 CVS Caremark Charity Classic after posting an impressive second round score of 13 under par 58. The long hitting duo edged out second place finishers Brett Quigley and LPGA partner Angela Stanford, who finished 20 under par for the 2 day tournament. Here's what they had to say after their final round.
I mean, I think first things first is, you know, the great cause that it's important. You know, CVS Caremark putting up this. I was talking to Faxon coming up the last hole, and I mean, I would say rarely we see this many grandstands and suites coming up on any, you know, big PGA Tour event, and that just kind of says what the community backs behind this. And it is my first time here. I'd love to come back here in years to come, because I think it's for a great cause. It's a great tournament, and I had good fun with my partner today.
Yeah, we had a great time. So, you know, we start off a little slow, but, you know, last 14 holes we played pretty darn good.
Yeah, we did the exact opposite yesterday.
Exactly.
Yesterday we were 8 under through 13 and finished 8 under. And today, thanks to JB on the back nine, got us started off, 11 through 16, pretty darn solid.
Yeah, we played solid on the backside. So, Ricky came in and he had some birdies in there too in the mix. We birdied a couple of both the holes in the back. So, but he had a poor shot on 17. And he had a great shot in there. It really, it was a big, big hole for us.
Yeah, I finally hopped off the horse and produced.
I was hitting my driver great the last 2 days. So, I was moving it out there pretty good. It's great. You know, this golf course sets up where you can, you know, challenge a few shots and go ahead and wail away on the driver. you know, the PGA Tour takes the driver out of your hand quite a bit on a lot of golf courses, so it was fun to be able to come out here and get on a golf course where you could hit almost every hole. The greens were good. They were really good. They were, you know, rain softened them up a little bit for today, but, you know, the greens were good all week. I knew coming in, you know, you had five teams at 8-under and two at 10. I mean, really, two shots apart in this format, anything can happen, so.
Yeah, and with our start, we didn't really think that we could, we weren't going to chase it early. You know, hopefully you want to get off to the start like we did yesterday.
And
I think we were 200 through six or something like that, or two, you know, 200 through four or five holes or something like that. So we finally got it going. You know, I made a long putt, and then JB got on, you know, his streak. So we definitely ham and egged it, I'd say, the last 2 days. And but it's been fun. We both both had a lot of good looks around the golf course, and hopefully we'll come back next year to defend the title.
Many of the touring pros were off to the next event. But for Bubba Watson, charity begins at home.
If you think about golf, golf is the most charitable sport that they have. You know, they give back the most money. Pretty much everybody that's on tour does something that for charity throughout the year at their hometown or something, or raise money for kids at their high school. You know, just there's so many different things you can do, and there's so many different things that all of us do on the tour. I got a junior tournament starting tomorrow, my Bubba Watson Junior Classic, back in High Point, North Carolina. There's two courses called Colonial Country Club and Willow Creek. So I'm going home and giving a clinic and watch some kids play some golf tomorrow.
And as Ricky Fowler says,
oh, it was awesome. I'm getting to play with Brad. Obviously, he has a lot of ties to this area and knows the course a bit, and, you know, co-host of the tournament. I had a great time. I look forward to having the opportunity coming back.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. I covered the CVS Caremark charity event in Rhode Island earlier this week. After the first round, I spoke to PGA Tour pros Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson. They were really great guys, really nice. So we have another montage of interviews, and here they are.
After round one of the CVS Caremark Charity Classic, I had the opportunity to interview PGA Tour rookie Ricky Fowler. Here's what he had to say.
I'm at the 12th annual CVS Caremark Charity Classic with PGA Tour phenom Ricky Fowler. The theme for this year's event is the Young Guns. What is it like to be referred to as a young gun?
It's pretty cool. You know, there's a lot of good young players out right now, and honored to be picked to come play in this, you know, with CVS and the other sponsors, and with Brad and Billy to give me the opportunity to come play. It's pretty cool.
Ricky, you're in your rookie year out on the PGA Tour. You've posted five top 10 finishes, almost seizing victory earlier this month at the Memorial Tournament. Are you pleased with your play thus far this season?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, I would obviously like to have a win already, but, you know, hopefully it's coming soon. And just going to keep playing well. Hopefully keep going through FedEx Cup and, you know, ultimately like to play on the Ryder Cup team.
For most of the season, you've been a front runner in the PGA Tour Kodak Challenge, a cool $1 million bonus. Do you prepare a game plan for each hole before the event?
Usually to make a birdie. Whichever way is easiest to do that, that's usually the plan.
And what has been your favorite Kodak Challenge hole to play this season so far?
It's tough to think of right now. You know, we played quite a few. I made a good birdie, like 18 at Bay Hill. You know, it's a tough hole, a great birdie. But there's been, you know, 16 at Phoenix is a great hole. They've picked a lot of good holes this year, so it's hard to pick a favorite.
It's well known that you're sponsored by Puma Golf. What is it about the Puma brand of clothing that you enjoy the most?
Well, the whole Puma brand fits me well. You know, they're kind of, you know, non-traditional, off the wall, crazy, loud, colorful, and that's really just who I am, so it was a perfect fit.
You're a Titleist staff member. Puma Golf has acquired Cobra from the Acushnet company. Do you think that you may switch up at some point?
I have long-term agreements with Titleist, so I'm, you know, loyal to them. I've played Titleist my whole life, and, you know, that's what we're sticking to right now.
I wish you well in your travels out on tour this season.
Thank you.
Fresh off his win at the Travelers Championship, I had a few words with Bubba Watson.
Bubba, you're coming off a dramatic playoff victory at the Travelers Championship. Has your first PGA Tour victory sunk in yet?
No. You know, it hasn't. Probably won't for a few more days, you know, because right after I won, I come here to play in this, and I'm looking forward to this and enjoying this. So no, it's probably not going to sit in until the weekend when I go home and just rest.
You were quoted as saying during your final putt on 18, you were so nervous that you couldn't feel your arms.
No, I couldn't. I was so nervous, I was just numb. Somehow it went in. I don't know how, but it went in.
You're very open about your faith. How does your spirituality benefit you out on tour?
It benefits me because there's a lot of things pulling you the wrong way, or could pull you the wrong way, and I choose not to do certain things. You know, I've never drank. I've never been drunk. So there's things that can lead you in the wrong path in life, and so I choose not to do those. So my faith helps me stay in the right path and where I need to be in life.
I wish you well on tour this season, and God bless.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, on this July 4th holiday. My guest tonight is Chris Sleeper, head golf professional at the Granite Links Golf Club at Quarry Hills in Quincy. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Really good. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
You must have a spectacular view of the Boston fireworks display at Granite Links tonight.
Yeah, we figure by the end of the night tonight, it should be a pretty busy evening with everyone coming up to kind of get the best view of all the cities and the fireworks. You can see up past Logan Airport and stuff, and then they'll watch the Esplanade later on also.
I know, your view is amazing there.
Thank you. Thanks.
So you think a lot of the locals will head over to your tavern restaurant to enjoy the view tonight, too?
Yeah, actually, it's a very busy evening. We actually have two weddings going on, a full restaurant, and the members had a little golf tournament this afternoon. So lots of people up there tonight watching the fireworks.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for, coming on the show. You have a lot going on there.
No. Always enjoyable to come on.
Now, you're a private club, but you also offer tee times to the public?
We're a semi-private facility. Our members have a nice private membership that allows them tee times 2 or 3 weeks in advance. The private membership also has lockers and a private members restaurant and a private members only driving range. We also keep one of the nines of our 27 holes for the members. And then the public's very welcome. 4 days in advance, they can call and make tee times or go online at our website to make tee times. So it's a very nice balance, and it works out very well so close to the city of Boston.
Oh, definitely. Is it like 7 miles out of the city?
Yeah, it's roughly 7 or 8 miles from downtown Boston. Very convenient, right off of exit 8 off of 93 on the expressway. It's the closest golf course to the city. We've been very fortunate with some of our awards. We got ranked 73rd in the country by Golf Digest for 09 and 010, which is just unbelievable to be a top 100 golf course so close to the city of Boston.
Oh, wow. Tell me about some of the other accolades that you've gotten.
Over the years, we started off we opened 9 holes in 2003. And then in 2004, when we opened the 18, we were ranked 8th best new course in the country by Golf Digest. And then about 2 years ago, the Tavern received the top 50 19th hole in the country award, which was very nice. And then Golf Digest ranked us in the top 100 for 09 and 010. And the National Golf Course Owners Association of America, New England chapter, voted us the Golf Course of New England for the year 2010, which was a very nice award for the facility.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been very nice.
Yeah, well, listen, stay on the line. I'm going to go to a commercial for my sponsor, Golfology.
Golfology, 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best golf course retailers in America, according to Golf World Business. Visit one of our 3 locations in Hanover, Hyannis, and South Attleboro, and online at golfologyusa.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm Liza Churchill. My guest tonight is Chris Sleeper, head golf professional at the Granite Links Golf Club at Quarry Hills in Quincy. So, Chris, there's some very interesting history behind the Granite Links Golf Course. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes. Originally, this was 2 landfills that I don't think anyone locally thought much would be done with. And then through some of our owners, the idea came about to use the Big Dig Fill to fill in these landfills and cap them, and also help fill in some quarries. And on top of the landfills, we've built this beautiful golf course on 400 acres of land. They built a couple of baseball fields and soccer fields for Little League and soccer in the town of Quincy and Milton. So it's been very nice. Also, the history of the quarries themselves, we have a very nice picture set on our wall as you walk into the front lobby showing the different history of the granite quarries. The granite out of Quincy was the first granite mined in the country and helped build a lot of the monuments in Washington, D.C. and many other places.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's really interesting.
It was. Even myself, I'm local from Brighton my whole life and didn't realize all of the history behind it until I came there. I was one of the first employees ever hired back in 03, and when I showed up, we had 7 holes and a very large pile of dirt, so nice to see where it is today.
Now, Granite Links is a link-style course as well?
We are. A link-style golf course. meaning a golf course that is wide open, very few trees, and also very close to the ocean. So there aren't many trees that affect any of our holes. There are some on the outskirts. You can see the Blue Hill Reservation throughout our property, but it does not affect any of the golf holes. It's all link style with a lot of heather and fescue-type grasses that just show the flowing, wispy grass, which is beautiful. And from at least 10 or 12 holes from our course, you can see the Boston Harbor and Quincy Harbor, which just adds to the scenery of the city there.
And the sunset's amazing up there when the sun sets.
It is. The sunrise and the sunset are both very beautiful, except for our staff. I think only people see the sunset, but they're both magnificent. And people have started coming up to the Crossing Nines Turn Shack, which is part of our driving range, which is open till 10 every night. And they've started to make that a destination to come up, watch the sunset. The Crossing Nines offers a very nice bar with full grill and menu. It's really become a place for people to hang out Wednesday through Saturday night.
Oh, wow, that's spectacular.
Yeah, it's fun. People are starting to mix the golf with some social part and enjoy themselves up there, which we love to see.
Now, the old quarries, there's water hazards on the course that are like 400 feet deep.
There's multiple quarries near the project and on the facility. On the road up, there are some historical quarries that they've made museums and different artifacts out of. As you get to the golf course, we do have some quarries that are, we've never actually measured to the bottom. We're estimating they're a few hundred feet, but Granite Number 9 has two quarries, Fuller's Quarry and Goldfish Quarry, that are actually part of the hole. Fuller's right off of the tee and Goldfish right off of the green. And there are about three or four other quarries throughout the golf course that just offer beautiful views of the old history.
And wasn't there cars found in some of the quarries, like old cars or something?
Yeah, but before we opened up as part of the project and part of the state being involved and everything, our ownership went out and actually pulled out many cars out of a few of the quarries that were going to be used as part of the golf course. So Fuller's had some cars pulled out of it. And even on a day like today where we're in a little bit of a drought, we haven't rained really since April 1st, so it's been 3 months. So if you were playing Granite Number 9 this morning, you would have noticed some cars in the quarry that are very, very low and pretty far down because the quarry's so drained out.
Wow, that adds so much interesting stuff to your course.
It sure does. I mean, people come around, and it's wonderful to hear the people that have grown up in the area or coming back to the area and talking about, oh, I used to come up here when I was younger, and all the different stories and how they remember the area and how they see it now and how they just love the change and how beautiful it is now.
Now, the neighborhood of Quarry Hills is pretty upscale. I haven't been up there in a while, but I remember they have a lot of building going on there. What's that like now?
Actually, just about everything is complete now. And as you first approach our property off the expressway, we have Granite Point, which is some luxury condos at the bottom of the hill. As you drive up to the top, there's the Archstone Complex. And the Archstone Complex offers about, I think it's 300 different rental properties in their facility, which overlook some of our golf course and some of the city. It's very nice to see the area having been built up. Originally, when we first started, the only thing on the street was the Quirk Auto Auction, and now there's a couple of facilities to live in. There's the baseball and soccer field for the kids, and then the golf course at the top. So the area has really developed well, and I believe that it's beneficial for everyone in the city and all our visitors that come to see us.
Definitely. You must get a lot of the locals from Quarry Hills coming up there to play, too.
We do. We see a lot of people from Milton and Quincy coming by, coming up to play, using the tavern, a lot of local people at the tavern restaurant and up at the Crossing Nines. And then I think people enjoy having a top 100 golf course in their backyard, which is very rare. We're the only top 100 in Massachusetts for Golf Digest, and one of only two on the top 100 public list in New England. So it's very nice.
Oh, nice. Now, a while ago, didn't they make that movie, the Gone Baby Gone movie, around that area?
They did. As you're driving up Rizzuti Drive, on the right-hand side, a few of the larger quarries, which I believe were Swindles and Granite Rail, not part of our golf course, but they did. They made some of the movies in there. And that they do that through permitting with the city and different things. So we see some celebrities every so often coming around and playing golf when they're in town and filming movies, and that's always kind of neat.
Yeah, a lot of the celebrities are big golfers.
Yeah, no, we actually were very fortunate. Many of the athletes come by, and then Mark Wahlberg, who has a lot of family in town, and some other, Matt Damon and some of the guys, whenever they're in town and they're filming, always coming by, playing a couple rounds. A lot of the baseball players and Celtics and Patriots and stuff also come by, and a lot of the Bruins, all the hockey players seem to play golf. So
They do. They retire into golf.
That's right. It's fun to have them all around, and it just adds to the facility and adds to people being able to show up on any given day and see someone like a Mark Savard or a Mark Wahlberg or something like that, and really adds to it.
Now, speaking of hockey players, do you think Jeremy Roenick, who owns Pembroke, has come by and played your course a couple times?
I haven't seen Jeremy around our facility yet. A lot of the Bruins players and stuff, but him and his family, the Vasher Group, they do own Pembroke, and they have a wonderful facility down there, but haven't seen him at our place yet.
Well, listen, stay on the line. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Golfology.
Golfology, 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best golf course retailers in America, according to Golf World Business. Visit one of our three locations in Hanover, Hyannis, and South Attleboro, and online at GolfologyUSA.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm Liza Churchill. My guest tonight is Chris Sleeper, head golf professional from Granite Links Golf Club at Quarry Hills in Quincy. So, Chris, you've held a lot of events over the years. I know that you had a Legends Tour event at one point, and the Cleveland Golf Tour mini tour was there. Do you have any other events coming up this summer?
Over the years, we've actually been very fortunate. We've also hosted Massachusetts State Amateur Qualifying. We did have the Legends Tour there for about 4 years, which was just a wonderful event put on by BJ's. We're very fortunate to have all the Hall of Fame LPGA players play. The Cleveland Mini Tour was great to see some of those young guys that are aspiring to be on tour shoot some pretty low numbers, a couple of 64s and 65s that week. This year, we're actually hosting the WGAM Townsend Cup, which is one of the major events on the women's amateur schedule for the year. And we also last year hosted New England PGA Stroke Play Championship, which was wonderful to have the New England Professionals Playoff Facility.
Well, listen, we're just about out of time, but I want to thank you so much, Chris, for coming on this July 4th holiday, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your 4th of July.
Thank you. You can book tee times at Granite Links online at granitelinksgolfclub.com.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30 exclusively on 95.9 WATD.